Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free, life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world. And thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
It's important to know that even in our dialogue, there's a tangible healing presence that everyone listening can just put to their lives. Everyone can think about their loved ones and this, whoever they want to direct it to. It's this free, radiant force from Nicole and I to the rest of existence.
So we're not just talking.
We are not just talking.
And that's the thing I should point out that I probably should have mentioned at the beginning of, well, any time I have aha on the air, if you're trying to listen with your brain, well, good luck. You might want to hit rewind now and try something else. But being sort of more in the heart space and the feeling space and the soul space is where we're at right now. And that's what's transmitting, is that right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's a secret child between you and I, a secret momentum where both our histories come together in a certain way. And it's actually that momentum that's drawn us together in life after life. It's the child that draws the parents together. And here we are again. And the field that we fertilize is the whole audience to grow exactly where each one of you are. And be part of this world of delight. Because all of us together have a secret world of delight.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. I'm Nicole Whitney, and Aha is here, the host of the near infamous satsangs in this local region, and previous guest who's been on a few times, or a couple times anyway, with one of my profound regulars, Satyan Raja, and he's here today to do something quite unique and different. Actually, it was a year ago at a surprise birthday party that my children threw for me, and Aha was one of the guests, and he did a very intriguing form of tarot reading or oracle reading, and wanted to share that with you and the world. So we're going to be doing that with Aha right here, right now. Aha, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Wonderful. In the name of the good, the true, and the beautiful, we meet again for this twist of the serpent. And it's with great, great joy to meet you and everyone that comes through that portal of Nicole.
The portal of Nicole, boy, it hasn't been called that yet. That's interesting. So tell me what is unique, and I mean how your readings work. It was quite a different reading than I've experienced before.
Well, this will essentially be a reading that when I give a full divination session, right, there's four parts to it, and this is the first part. This is where you essentially When I say you, I mean the audience. You as the avatar of the News for the Soul audience. And essentially, this is an opportunity for everyone in the audience and you to start a new cycle. Those 22 cards of awakening that make up the tarot with the 56 lesser cards, those 22 are like doorways of awakening so that you can begin a new cycle aimed towards a particular unfolding of truth. And essentially, you just rest and make yourself at home with yourself. That's the biggest key, is that you are working with the oracle and with life itself, which is the oracle, in a place of absolute rest. That you are perfectly the answer for all the beings around you, all the settings around you. But just like an apple tree apples, existence is Nicole-ing. And essentially, it's from every breath you take is a yoga in which you make Nicole, or whoever it is in the audience, you make yourself one with this vision of a body-mind that people call Nicole. Every breath, make her your own, because people have passed through our lives and left their expectations and residue on us. And as soon as we walk into a new situation, we turn it into these old familiar patterns. Some of them are quite consoling and others are downright miserable. And essentially, each breath you take, though, is a chance to start fresh. And so just be breathing in and out, the audience and you yourself, Nicole. And just at just rest, and you can talk along any lines you want, but at a certain point, I want you to feel into the right moment for transformation. And yours will be ours, and ours will be yours. That's the way to start.
I love that. Each breath is a chance for...
Well, that's the thing. People are continually returning back to points of past suffering and moments when they weren't met or suppressed. And the thing is that not many people will ever realize or be able to really get, because it's not modeled to them, is that every moment of what you encounter is just to balance out the room at the moment, so it's left behind in the past, neutralized. But if we communicate through these past patterns, then we make them real all over again, and we give life to our own unwanted phantoms. And it's not necessary. When you can take a breath, that means that you are making the truth and communication of you right in line with the very actuality of the moment, rather than anything of the past. Just by virtue of what you take in your awareness and breathe, you are making your present communication about that, instead of this past narrow sliver, which we're all forced into at one time of our lives or another. So once again, you just tell me when you feel that perfection, that, you know, you are the answer for everything right now, and you feel at home with yourself, Nicole?
I'm there now.
Perfect. So you just... Starting now, we'll just pick a card. The first card for you and the audience. Okay, the topic of works. Now, essentially we have three different phases or speeds to our lives. Speeding up, where we're actively involved in our projects and going about the world in that active way. Slowing down, in which we just give way to the inertia of our lives and just kind of crash. And then we have a balanced side to our life where all we're noticing is the flow of the world around us and being moved accordingly. And there's no motivation or slowing down with it. So the works card, the Three of Discs, what it embodies is that you can observe yourself, not just you and Skim, but the audience. You can observe yourself in the act of speeding up or slowing down or being in balance. And during all these phases, if you can watch your own motion through them, you can get inspired of how to offer your gifts to the world. Because moment to moment, you're in exchange with the greater environment around you. As an organism, your form is dictated by that. And when you choose your way of offering energy or communication to the world around you, you reap the full rewards of feeling one with the world around you. So works is the first aspect of this collective awakening. Is there anything unclear, you know, in you that I can, like, you know, in case it wasn't clear for the audience, but just you, do you get that this works card is just about observing yourself in these phases that you naturally go through and then being inspired for projects out of that?
Okay, no, I do understand. So we're sort of being a collective body of, this is showing where we are all at collectively.
That's it, through you.
Okay. All right.
And so you just tell me when the next one now. Is it a good time?
It's a good time.
Okay. Okay, now, there we go. That is the essential awakening, is that we've got the Chariot now. So we've got works at the Chariot. So it's like the Chariot is this. Your body and mind are in constant motion. And when there is restriction in the body, there's all these pains and cramps. When there's restriction in the mind, there's all these thoughts and limited foci of attention. But moment to moment, you're breathing and capable of feeling with every center of your body and being one with the natural motion that's living you each moment. When you are perfectly consciously going, then you can wake up to the very self that you are on the other side of the body and mind that you get to know day to day. There you are, unborn, undying, just ready to come out with every motion of your limbs. And particularly, we can all do this at this moment, whoever's listening, we can all do this by giving ourselves to our environment, communicating with our environment, offering our gifts to it. That is the best way of living at this very moment. Just to continually be the going. You're always breathing. You're always feeling. At the core of each moment, no matter how limited or limitless your moment seems to be, all that's happening is the going. Because you are continuity. You're everyone around you appearing at once. Not a separate event pushing out against anything. And so, that's the nature of it. We have the Three of Discs as the card to focus on. What tendency to focus on for awakening, everyone hearing this now. And the kind of awakening we're all coming to is that of the going, the Chariot. The Chariot.
Is that the... I know that... When you do your style of reading, once you hit a certain card, you've reached the end of the reading. Is that the goal card?
Yeah, that is one of the 22 trumps.
Wow, so we got it on the second one?
That's right.
Holy cow.
Of course, I mean, if you have any questions or anything else that comes.
I'm certainly going to have to think of some now.
Well, for that. But essentially, as far as the collective awakening of the audience, it is waking up to the fact that we're all chariots and we're going. Our body minds are continually, continually burning energetic trails through this wonderful network that we find ourselves in. And we didn't have anything to do with it. All we are is witnessing. We've been hustled from room to room from the beginning. We've clothed ourselves in the communication of others. And underneath it all has just been this simple momentum that in your very going, what moves your limbs and your body moment to moment is all the activity of your loved ones. If you wish to do honor to your ancestors and loved ones, simply move. Simply move.
Mm.
With every... The way you begin the movement, though, is through each breath.
Now, is it... It's... You mentioned when you did my reading last year that it was like however many cards it takes you to get there is relevant to sort of where you are on the path. Is that a good way of putting it?
I mean, that it's just a matter of each time you pick a cycle to start, each time you decide to start that new phase in your life, it may be that your body, mind, it may be that your your will, your mind, your emotions, your body. It may be that all of those are in line for awakening, in which case you just pick a trump right away. So in other words, like right now in this audience, whoever it is that's listening, that their way of emotionally dealing with life is perfectly appropriate to awakening. Their way of, let's say, expanding into life, their way of communicating is perfectly appropriate. The only thing needs focus on for awakening is how you're giving yourself out to your environment around you. And that's all that awakening takes. And so, if there's several things that need to be focused on to get you to wake up, that will be reflected by how many cards come out before that trump.
Mm. So collectively, we're doing pretty good.
Certainly, we have found ourselves in a moment of illumination where what especially shines through for everyone is an opportunity to find out how we can extend our gifts into the world of energy that's being returned to us moment to moment. And it's a key awakening of this going, because it's literally Krishna that we wake up to. Every moment we're free to dance and lose ourselves out of the world of reflection and be the light most directly with every gesture.
Hmm. You know, I'm curious, like, what would be the difference? Like, if you did a reading just for me that wasn't collective, would it be significantly different?
Yeah. Literally any moment we can begin cycles. Because really it's like all of reality coming together for that big bang. And that happened, we think, long ago. But in truth, there's many big bangs each moment. This is just one dimension stacked on top of the next. Every moment of our lives that we sense ourselves means a seed is created and it bursts open to make a whole new potential of activities for us. We see new people, we see old people in a new light, and it's essentially one moment stacked upon another upon another upon another. And so you can find out any one of these layers going on if you recorded your divinations over time and saw the different and related patternings. You could see that You're actually living several lives. Nicole Whitney is several lives, from the greatest heavens to the most profound hells.
Nice.
Just in the moment. And depending on who's looking at you, you arise in the appropriate place. But because we all identify with that rising one, we think it's all the same moment. We don't recognize that we're multidimensional, even in this moment, you see. It's because we identify, we weave it as part of a continuing story. But each moment is quite different, quite fresh from the last, capable of receiving a deeper or lesser frequency, depending on how much awareness, how deep a breath can you make this moment about. Can you connect it with that mysterious space in which everyone's arising? Or is it reactive? Has it just been projected out there as a way of relieving tension and pressure? And that is the story that makes heaven and hell noticeably different. How much pressure there is. If we're constantly moving, there's no pressure building up. If we are concentrated and held back in some way from the flow of our lives, then a little pressure builds up and something becomes real. And whatever becomes real changes and disappears. And it's really, that's the game of karma. You choose one direction, one relationship, and all of a sudden all the other sides of you that living all these other relationships get buried for the moment, and suddenly it's all happening with a given direction, and you've got a mortgage and everything. Not realizing that there's so many sides to you that are presently pulling on you, and some of them you may be able to live within the walls of your chosen direction and relationships. And some of them you may not get to encounter. Some of these selves must be shelved for the present time so that the Nicole Whitney game can play out.
That's kind of a fun game now and then.
It sure is for me to know you. It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, I was curious how sort of interwoven it was, because I didn't realize we could do it, like, you know, a reading collectively with our energy like that. So I'm
simply, it's very much the fact that behind every one thing is the rest of the whole goddamn show. It's like whatever you do is a result of all those within your awareness, within the awareness of you. And so therefore you can just move appropriately. Like right now, I mean, you are rebuilding the gray matter of all those with dementia. You're feeding hungry children just by being here alive. And whoever knows, whoever, it's a great mystery why we find ourselves the shape we find ourselves now. There's so many different directions pushing on us. The only thing we can do is yield, right? Love always yields. Love always hardens. Just when you let yourself fall back to what you are, and then when you do give a communication, it's like an arrow. It pierces the veil, allows you to pass through. The Red Sea of the room around you parts, and you can find yourself free to go. There's a quote for the upcoming satsang that I have to share with you and the audience.
And when is your next satsang?
Happens to be for this coming Sunday, the 20th of May.
May 20th.
And it's at the Ixlan Mystery School, 22918 24th Avenue.
Now, in case this airs after that date, what it's every month, third week every month, right?
Yeah, essentially, it differs a little from month to month, but it's basically the third or last Sunday of the month. But essentially, people can find this out by calling the Warrior Sage number, 1-800-815-1545.
Okay, and also, you've got a website, let's give that out, ahashouse.com. So nice to see you up online there, that's fabulous.
Yes, and more future work will be done with that to keep it in line with who I am. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful story that's unfolding around me. So the current contemplation that I'm offering people this month is that the common life is fueled by a desperate friction to force existence into conforming with one's conditioned ego roles, mental attitudes, and clinging to the objects of one's desires. The pressure resulting from this narrowing of possibilities brings one to a clumsy instinct to fight or flight, a search for freedom somewhere else, and consolation in one form of exploitation or another. One enters deeply, however, into the circumstance of one's present unfolding dance through real breath-feeling communion. What is always already given on the other side of the struggle is found to be the heart of being, the light of wisdom, and the life that is bliss, moving together in concert. There you go. Something for all of you. I mean, that's the great trick, you know. Here we are at the place of the heart, and we're holding everyone together in our lives around us. We're the energy that's really making the difference in each other's lives, pumping each other's blood. But all that we get to know is to be on the end of someone's attention, be just existing in another person's life as an extension of their own, or consoling roles, beliefs, and desires. Like, unless we believe or talk about a few, like, focused things in this entire multiplicity of a world, we're only allowed to talk about certain things, or else people ignore us. And it's that basic presence and attention between human beings that is the heart that we're really interested in. But all we end up getting is this ending up on that game of someone else's release. And that's a tragic thing. So the thing is that makes our life like incredibly conditioned and habitual, and just to relieve the tension and the pressure, we're just naturally called to go in all these directions where we're going to be exploited, and that's drag. But at the time, at this time, at any moment, you can begin the process that will reveal to you that in behind all the ego in which we all, in behind all the roles in which we play with one another, is the heart. Eternally present with each other, we are, through one role after another. And if we can communicate ourselves in the midst of these roles freely, then we might get to know the heart with each other. Behind every belief is the light. Every time we focus on something to communicate and then let it go and look at the wider world around us, the more we're free to do that. That going from free communication to the open vision of the world, of our intuition, that reveals the light. And then behind our every movement of going towards some desire is the free unfolding of life itself and bliss. Ananda, so really we can be living the other side of this life. Even now, when we find ourselves being living out these stories, we can actually find the heart here now. Such as satsang, what it's available for. That's what I wanted to share.
Wonderful. Well, it's certainly been a pleasure. And, actually, before we go on, you mentioned that there's four different parts normally to your reading. And what
yes.
we did was the first part.
The first part is the new cycle being selected. And once we determine, like, in this case, we had the chariot. That's like the conscious seed, the conscious space in which all of our lives are gearing ourselves towards. And then what happens is that we see how that space manifests. And the first thing that is done after you have your selected awakening is I have people animate the mood that their next cycle, that they'd like their next cycle to be. Animate the kind of, we all know what it'd be like to find $1 million on the doorstep and how we'd be happy or where we'd be with that. And at any moment we can animate a different state than what we're animating. That's our choice. And so before starting the next cycle, have a person animate that mood. And then I start out with looking at how reality is one. All of our experiences and as an individual experiencer shows that we live in a world of differentiation. And essentially, however, waking up means realizing the union, the unity of all things. Satchitanand is how they called it in the ancient tongue. And essentially, it comes down to the heart, the light, and the life, just as I was previously describing. So the first card that comes up on the Tree of Life spread is going to be the Life card, which shows how to free up your motion, what is it that you discover when you're observing the motion of life. And you're going to see how that focuses that awakening in the previous part of the reading, like how the chariot manifests your life. Then it's the light. When you get your life energy freed up, then you're radiating out this glow, and you express your wisdom in a given way. And so the next card is going to show the light. And then what I look at is your self-identity. I save the heart for last because that shows how to transcend the entire cycle. But I look at the structure first, then. The kind of rooms you come in and inhabit in each cycle in your life. Because everything that you've encountered about yourself is just bore out shit from the room you're in. And so we look at the structure and environment that you're in for this cycle. Then how your ego organizes roles to deal with this environment. Then I look at how the life manifests through desire, how that first card manifests through emotion and will. Then I look at how the light manifests through intuition and the thinking mind. Then I look at the soul, and whereas the ego is rising up to deal with the structure it's in, the soul is the part of you that's rested as all the different environments and beings that incarnated you, the inner being of you. Then there's looking at how the life purpose unfolds in day-to-day life, day-to-day world existence. Then I finally look at the heart, and the heart has two parts. It has this, like, how to manifest reality from the inside out, and how to manifest, take in the truth. And so that's that reading. And then I do the zodiac cycle to show you how you unfold as a seed. Because the story of our existence is all of the activity of life coming together, embodying itself in the seed that we are. And as stars radiating out our presence all the time, we have these different directions and people and places that come back to us, and they essentially trigger between us and that direction a child, a destiny that can organize reality that direction. And so I look at it in terms of individuality, finances, the communicated life, the home life, all the signs from Aries to Pisces. And then finally I have a section on questions and answers where they can ask about situations and people of their lives and see how it connects in with the previous three parts of the reading. And then I also do something with couples and with individuals too, called a chakra reading, where it's just picking a card for each one of the centers to show you how to have union with the world on each of its seven layers of delight.
So these purposes, or each reading, shows you what you need to work on in certain
practically
intentions.
So it does. in this very material represents these basic gateways of how we communicate and exchange ourselves with the world. And so if we know how to focus in on a given direction, it's very quick to change the nature of our world. It's just that the whole reason why it takes long to work anything through in day-to-day life is the complete ignorance and veiling that keeps us from seeing our own activity in the moment. How much are we taking in each moment as far as the presence and life around us? What are we giving out? And how? Through the worlds of will and emotion and mind and body. What are we presently doing that brings about these situations? And of course, there's many different descriptions of what's going on, but fundamentally, there's only a few activities, a few sides of the activity we do. And knowing that, you can consciously create change in your life. And that's what the magical process is all about.
So do people come to you with specific, you know, I have this issue, and
mm-hmm.
you begin that search through using this tool?
Yep. Essentially, it's one tendency or another that they can focus on to find themselves undoing the most complex problem.
You know, I would love to do an exploration with you separately from this one on the air on our Lighten Up series. And because that's one of my jobs, is sort of bringing this information out there, but with the focus of, you know, real world results, or, you know, in other words, we just kind of end up talking a lot and changing nothing.
Yeah. It's important to know that even in our dialogue, there's a tangible healing presence that everyone listening can just put to their lives. Everyone can think about their loved ones and this, whoever they want to direct it to. It's this free radiant force from Nicole and I to the rest of existence.
So we're not just talking.
We are not just talking.
And that's the thing I should point out that I probably should have mentioned at the beginning of, well, any time I have aha on the air, if you're trying to listen with your brain, well, good luck. You might want to hit rewind now and try something else. But being sort of more in the heart space and the feeling space and the soul space is where we're at right now. And that's what's transmitting, is that right?
That's right. I mean, the whole... There's a secret child between you and I. A secret momentum where both our histories come together in a certain way. And it's actually that momentum that's drawn us together in life after life. It's the child that draws the parents together. And here we are again. And the field that we fertilize is the whole audience to grow exactly where each one of you are, and you know, be part of this world of delight, because all of us together have a secret world of delight that we can know. Each individual relationship that we have is the doorway to this, these secret worlds of delight, which are truly only our own. And indeed, yes, much more than just talking.
Well, that must be why I enjoy talking to you so much, because it's not just talking. And but let's do that. Let's get you back on for Lighten Up Literally Night, and we'll explore this issue.
Do you know when that is?
We will. Well, stay on the line. Well, let's get something booked. We'll just wrap this up. I just want to give out your website again so they can catch up with you for their own reading. I'm assuming you do one-on-ones and over the phone and all that sort of stuff.
Anyone, however, who wants to get a session should call Vismaya at Warrior Sage rather than going to my website.
Okay. And what's the number there?
1-800-815-1545. I do phone sessions as well as one-on-ones.
Okay, good to know, since we're talking to 111 countries around the world. Excellent.
That's right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for this most intriguing interview and meeting for the collective audience of News for the Soul. Sounds
thank
like we're
you.
Doing well.
Wow.
And I wish you well and all the best, and thanks for being here.
Love under will, Nicole.
AhasHouse.com is the website, and he'll be back to explore this intriguing reading process further on a Lighten Up Literally series coming up soon. So stay tuned. If you're not on our free e-news, get on it for heaven's sakes, because then you'll know what shows are coming and you won't miss any of them. Okay, and thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, everybody.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
That unresolved fear in my father had come down to this little boy, who also carried those fears with him. So we're the product of many generations of insecurities and so on.
So you actually, what I hear you say is you actually process through on an emotional issue and...
And finished with that particular issue.
Done.
Yeah, and I went through a myriad of experiences. I mean, in the course of 4 hours, 20, 30, 40 things may come up from your life. You know?
So it was like therapy in a cup.
It's therapy. Yeah.
All right, that's pretty interesting.
It's therapy in a cup.
So what I was trying to understand, though, I mean, it was specific things, about real issues in your life. It wasn't like this abstract acid trip.
Oh, no. I mean, for example, I have a friend who injured her hip dancing. And in the ayahuasca journey, these beings came and literally repaired her hip.
Physically?
Physically. Like, she never had the hip problem ever again.
If you consider that there is a possibility that the brain of humans, it's common knowledge that humans use a very small percentage of their brain.
Some of us smaller than others.
Video from the uplifting to the unexplained, and our next guest, you've heard of him undoubtedly, Conversations with God, author and visionary behind the Humanities Team, Neil Donald Walsh, is here with us talking about the Humanities Team. Let's bring him on. Welcome back to News for the Soul, Neil Donald Walsh.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. It's left open. So you're right, you're profoundly correct, and while this is not an appropriate time to be deeply critical of what's happening down there in the Gulf area, it is an opportunity for us to receive the message that this tragedy has brought to humanity. Life, you know, is a process that brings life messages about life itself. Life informs life about life through the process of life itself.
Hello, and we are delighted to be here in the land of much light, for indeed we feel most delightful to be with those who are able to hold, see, be, and offer light to many. We welcome and say hello to you.
Hello.
Yay.
We had a question from Hank in Texas. He wants to know if we can really, truly, honest to goodness, levitate.
Yeah.
How do we levitate?
by realizing that the air that you perceive is an illusion. It's not air. It can be just as much earth as anything else. In other words, create it for what it is. See it for the solid that you perceive it to be. Change your perception of it. And then simply move up. 19 individuals throughout the planet that are actually, at this moment, levitating.
That means that we can do anything.
Yes. You've walked on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't you walk on air? What's to stop you?
See, it's the mind that's stopping us.
Exactly. Your mind. Start taking over your mind. Start commanding your mind. And you'll find that your existence will change.
So you're saying we can walk on water?
Yes.
How would you summarize the Sark philosophy?
The Sark philosophy is... That's a great question. It's about being who you actually are instead of who you idealize that you would be, or it's about being creatively alive and all that that means, and investigating your dark places, and as I always remind people, you can use a flashlight. And being splendidly imperfect and giving yourself permission to live what I call a juicy life, a succulent wild life.
And everyone gets a unique name, and I feel into that. I use my intuition to draw upon a name which suits that person.
Most people in that room later had said it was like you were seeing into them. So how did you perfect that skill?
Boy, when you do a lot of work on yourself, and I've been involved in studying with great teachers and masters since I've been a kid, when you learn more about every which way your own mind and ego and your own shells work, and then when you've helped facilitate people, which I've done now for over 20 years, then just your intuition with people develops. And you've seen me work, Nicole. I really love people, and I think you can learn all the techniques in the world, but unless you love someone, you're not really going to get to the truth of them.
It was Terrence McKenna who said, to have a great experience with ayahuasca, you have to take a big dose. And I really wanted to have that ultimate death God experience. And, you know, again, he didn't speak English, but he did say, he turned to the interpreter and said, una boca grande, which I knew what he was saying. Yeah, the big glass. He's chanting, he's blessing the ayahuasca, we're putting our intention into it, and more intense. I'm kneeling in front of this, you know, roughly carved altar, and I see the Boca Grande, you know. I mean, it is 3 to 4 times the size of what he's given everyone else. I was sweating. I mean, my heart was beating. I was thinking, okay, you know, do I really want to do this? Did you get sick when you took it?
Well, it's interesting. That's what I was saying. It was all about letting go. And when I didn't know I was going to drink until the shaman handed me the cup, and I actually sipped.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to not do something out of fear, and I had so much apprehension coming up. The same thing for me. It has to be really reverent and safe and, you know, ceremonial, and not, you know. And I couldn't discern if it was the fear voice or not. So once I did sip, I decided, okay, that's it. Nothing's coming out of any orifice whatsoever.
And he said something about he'd been getting sick, you know, every time he'd take it. I mean, and a lot of people do, and the shaman will tell you that's how you purge. You know, that's how you're purging those negative energies out of your body. And so, you know, some people purge out of, you know, without getting too, well, here we go, purge out of both ends simultaneously. I mean, it's not a pretty sight. I had this real thing. I had never once gotten sick. Anytime I'd taken ayahuasca, I just had not gotten sick. And I made that comment to him in the afternoon, and the moment I said it, I thought, you know what? I should have not said it. You know, because I was almost like wearing it like a badge of courage, which that had to go to. So here I am. I drank this big glass, and you know, I knew that within about 45 minutes, it takes a little while to come on, within 45 minutes, under an hour, I'd be jettisoned into this geometric dome. Here I am in this fractal dome, and all of a sudden, my stomach is turning knots. I mean, I'm flashing back and forth between out-of-body, in-body, my stomach's turning knots, and I'm thinking, no, I'm going to control this, just breathe. My body's shaking, I'm trying to ground myself on the ground. I've got my hands, you know, on the jungle floor, laying on this little rice mat, and I am getting sick. This voice said to me, you know what, James, get over yourself and let it go, you know, and I was like, I don't want to get sick, I don't get sick, you know, I don't get sick, you know, I'm James Ray, and, you know, get over yourself. You get sick and let it go. I'm like, okay. So I open my eyes, and I have stuck myself way back in the corner in the maloka so I could kind of be in my own energy space. And I tried to sit up. I fell down. I had no motor skills. And I'm like, gosh, you know, not only am I going to have to get sick, but I'm going to have to get carried out into the jungle. You know, I'm going to have to call for help. And, you know, I don't want to do that. It was such crap. It really was. And finally, I was just like, you know what? Just get over it and do whatever you need to do and humble yourself and get your butt out there and get sick if that's what you need to do. And if you need to get carried, get carried. The moment I released that, I was able to sit up. I couldn't stand up, but I had to crawl. So I'm crawling on my hands and knees. And it felt like a block. I mean, I don't know how long it was, but it was far. And I'm crawling on my hands and knees trying to hold myself together. I finally get out onto the jungle floor, and it just starts. I mean, not only do I get sick, but I am like heaving, and it's loud, and it's, I mean, it's and it felt so damn good. I can't even tell you. And you know, the shaman tell you that if you really, really get this big release, that a serpent will come out of you. Well, I swear to you, this black projectile came out of me, and it was a snake, and it went onto the jungle floor, and it slithered away, and I was like, oh my God. I mean, it was so black and so solid and so alive. And when I got done, I'm all humble. And I'm kneeling on a jungle floor, and I look up, I can see the stars, and I just felt so good. I'm like, you know, this was the coolest thing, just getting over myself and letting it go. And I needed to. I really did.
My job fell apart, my income fell apart, my sense of self fell apart when, as I mentioned earlier, I was the subject of fantastic, unprecedented, I have to say, and I'm not exaggerating, ridicule in this country of one person in the early 90s. And everything that was my sense of me, that was my sense of the security of this is what I am and this is my security, financial, in terms of employment, in terms of the way the public perceived me, not with respect as they did before, but as a madman, all that fell apart. All that structure of what I thought I was collapsed. And only when it collapsed could the other level of me come forward and start to take me in a different direction. Because if you really wanted to go for it, then it will happen. But then comes the challenge. When things get difficult, don't walk away. keep with it, because what's happening, although it's not very pleasant, is that the you that has held you in, or the perception of you which has held you in the prison cell in servitude is breaking down. Let it go, let it break down, because when it's gone, something is going to emerge through the wreckage that you're going to like.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Hello, everybody. This is Damian Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Attention, like-minded business owners. Do you have an amazing solution? A product or service for the soul? Something we can't find out about in mainstream media? Then we have a solution for you. News for the Soul is airing its Solutions for the Soul networking fundraiser show, and you could be one of our guests. This is an amazing opportunity to join host Nicole Whitney on the air to talk about your solution and share your information with the world. All guests must be pre-screened, and there is a fee to participate. All proceeds directly keep the News for the Soul show archived totally free for the world to hear, and all interviews are aired indefinitely online after the show. To find out more, go to newsforthesoul.com and click on the Solution Show banner now. That's newsforthesoul.com. And don't let fear stand in your way. This could be your turn to shine in the News for the Soul spotlight.
Attention, indigos, healers, cultural creatives, and agents of social change. Are you ready to act upon your inner wisdom and step forward into your life purpose? With 16 years of hands-on real-world results, empowerment specialist Robert Moonsong is available to help as a visionary guide to authentic spiritual growth and awakening. To subscribe for free or find out about upcoming teleclasses, visit robertmoonsong.com now. That's robertmoonsong.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Stage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Satyan Raja of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyan says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to illuminationintensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's illuminationintensive.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
How would you like to learn how to bend metal with your mind for real? Well, you can. News for the Soul is home to the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, an instantly downloadable digital gift that contains 2 hours of audio and visual instructions designed to get your mind out of the way and teach you how to truly affect solid matter just with your thoughts. Find out once and for all how you are affecting your reality with every thought you think. Don't let anything block you from creating the life that you want. Download the newsforthesoul.com spoon-bending kit today. Just go to newsforthesoul.com right now and click on the bent spoon. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Enlightened, having knowledge and spiritual insight, freedom from illusion. Enlightened dating, an idea whose time has come. It is time for relationships that transcend the old fear-based paradigm of power plays, control dramas, stereotypes, and conditioned response. EnlightenedDating.com offers introductions and support for conscious dating. EnlightenedDating.com is about synchro destiny rather than the volume of memberships or regional location. Enlightened daters operate in the realm of all possibility, far beyond limitation of the conditioned mind. And it is not just a meeting place. Inside, you'll access the best in support and training from conscious relational experts from around the world. Ongoing interviews, webinars, and more support the search and journey in conscious relationship, all free, 24/7, for all members at EnlightenedDating.com. LifeChangingTV.com is a model of conscious journalism, documenting evolution of human consciousness through high-quality video programming. A combination of metaphysical awareness and an open, honest sense of inquiry relay the true story through alternative media that will blow your mind. Founders Nicole Whitney and Peter Williams started the channel after meeting in March 2005, drawing from Whitney's journalism background and Peter's experience as a cameraman for CNN. Since the project began, they have been able to interview many luminaries from around the world, including Stuart Wilde, John Kehoe, Dr. David Morehouse, Anne-Marie Evers, John Hutchison, and others. To watch this fresh, unfiltered, cutting-edge information online, become a subscriber. Visit LifeChangingTV.com and click the Join button. It's that simple. LifeChangingTV.com, making the world a better place, one frame at a time.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show, it's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.